Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, Deputy Editor at TXF. First up in the project and export finance world, on our essentials news offering, preferred bidder for the 800 megawatt Java 3 gas-fired independent power project in Indonesia, Marubeni Corporation, has re-entered talks with state-owned utility PLN in regards to the signing of the power purchase agreement. On our third-party news tracker service, in the project and export space, Octopus Energy Investments has acquired the 18-megawatt Roche Quatre Rivières wind farm in France from RES for an undisclosed price. A consortium comprising Aconia, Marubeni, Almar and Rafid has achieved financial close for the $600 million Shikwai 3 desalination plant proposed for the Red Sea coast of Saudi Arabia. Enel Green Power North America has signed a PPA with local power utility Associated Electric Cooperative for the entire output for its 236-megawatt White Cloud wind farm in Missouri. And Brazil's State Development Bank, BNDES, removed the person overseeing its Amazon fund off the Environment Minister alleged inconsistencies at the Conservation Initiative. Over in the commodity finance space, trading companies Vital and Unipec are sending around 700,000 tons of contaminated Russian oil to Asia in an attempt to replace the barrels rejected by the buyers in Europe. Pacific Basin has closed a new $115 million secured revolving credit facility. Pacific Basin has closed a new $115 million secured revolving credit facility. Deutsche Bank ABN AMRO is looking to launch a blockchain platform for the commodities industry that uses the Internet of Things to communicate directly with physical trade inventories. And Venezuela sold about $570 million in gold from central bank reserves over the past 2 weeks, skirting US Treasury sanctions designed to freeze assets of Nicolas Maduro's administration. And last but by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, an insight by ANZ looks at how attracting more non-bank capital will be the most pressing trade-related issue in the next 3 to 5 years. HSBC and Allianz Global Investors are to accelerate the creation of an investable market in trade finance to meet rising demand for real economy assets and help increase the availability of funding for trading companies. Alan Overy is advising on the development of the pioneering blockchain-based multi-jurisdictional commodity trade and finance platform known as Forcefield. And Maersk has announced plans to offer digital trade finance in South Africa in a bid to support the further growth of SMEs. That's all for now, folks. Don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia. Thank you.